You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So last night I was the MC for, and I've done this each year that they've done it, the Colorado Authors Hall of Fame. And 12 authors were inducted into the Authors Hall of Fame here in the great state of Colorado. Such a splendid time. It was a packed ballroom down in the tech center. And such a wonderful time. One of your heroes was there.
Really?
Television weather icon Mike Nelson was there.
I love me some Mike Nelson.
I know you do.
He's such a good guy. He's my go-to during storms. It's like everyone in the house, quiet, quiet. Mm-hmm. Mike Nelson's on. We got to listen to the tornado warning.
He did not do the tornado dance, though. So
that's cool. Yeah, he's a good guy.
He was there with his lovely wife, Cindy. They've both been listeners to this show for a long, long time. And we just had a splendid time. And they recorded a little video greeting for you that I'll play for you here in a
okay.
little bit.
It's thank you for that.
Just for your ears only.
Thank you.
I think you will laugh.
Oh, good. I'm like, what did he say?
But it was kind of the night that you should have been there, because not only was Mike Nelson there, mm-hmm. but the son of one of your other heroes was there to accept an award for his dad. It was the son of John Denver.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, how neat is that?
His name is Zach. Zach was there because his father was inducted into the Hall of Fame. And he came up on stage to do a very quick little thank you and accepting for his father. And I thought about you, man, because there was a lot of talk about JD.
I love me some John Denver. Yeah, So it was a John Denver book?
Yeah, he wrote a few books. He wrote an autobiography. He wrote some children's books. He was a poet. He was Colorado's poet laureate for a couple of years.
Why did it take so long to get him into this little Hall of Fame?
Well, the Hall of Fame, the Colorado Authors Hall of Fame, didn't open until 2019. That was the first.
Okay.
They do it every other year. This was the third one.
Gotcha.
And he's in plenty of other halls of fame, Songwriters Hall of Fame, and
he's
so
kind
forth.
Of a big deal, yeah.
He's kind of a big deal. And, you know, Rocky Mountain High is one of two Colorado State songs. Please don't ask me what the other one is. I'd have to look it up. Colorado has two state songs, but one of them is Rocky Mountain High.
Yeah, as it should be.
But anyway, as an author and a poet, he was inducted last night, not for
That's
his
really neat.
Music. So.
Oh, cool.
Anyway, so I thought about you. That was going on. What'd you do last night?
I spent a lot of time on the phone with my mom trying to figure out her YouTube TV because she was, like me, trying to watch the local news. But for some reason, her YouTube TV says that she's in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So she was getting all the local newscasts from Albuquerque, and she was getting a little stressed out, so I tried to walk her through, and it was a complete disaster. So I imagine I'm going to be over there later today trying to fix that. And then, Geron Sports, we actually sat down and watched quite a bit of the Jets game last night.
Can we
talk about this briefly?
I was going to talk about it in trending, but we can talk now if you want.
I mean, the buildup over Aaron Rodgers, it was like the second coming of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be the game changer. And some guy was giving him crap because he was, you know, acting a little too overly confident and cocky. And he's like, you got to manifest these wins. He went on this big 5-minute rant about manifesting, and he's going to go to the Super Bowl and they're going to win it all. And manifest.
Mm-hmm.
And then four plays into the game,
he gets hurt.
And I can't decide if I am, I don't want to say happy, but it was kind of like, how's all that manifesting working out for you? Or I felt bad for him because it was quite embarrassing. You know, four plays in. They say it's an Achilles, I think, this morning. He might be out for the entire season.
Is that what I'm
hearing now? Yeah.
I just know that they did x-rays, and they said the x-rays were negative, but I did not hear an update, but we'll look here in just a minute.
I was briefly perusing the updates, and they think he might be out for the season now. I'm like,
Four plays in,
and then he goes down.
You know, that's a lesson for sports teams and for their fans, that if you put everything on one player in a game like professional football, where injuries, I mean, they say the injury rate in football is 100%. In other words, everyone will be injured somehow, even if they don't miss games. Mm-hmm. There's just a 100% injury factor in professional football. So to put all of your eggs in that one basket and say, this guy's, you know, they came back, they won the game anyway.
I didn't even know. I
the game went to overtime, and they won in overtime.
That's great. I'm glad they did.
So
just this buildup, Dom, beforehand. It was 45 minutes to an hour of they had Peyton Manning on there and Eli talking about Aaron Rodgers and the montages they put together where he's walking in slow motion and all this, and it's like four plays in, and all that was for nothing.
Yeah, you know, and all the networks who have scheduled the Jets in primetime games. Because of this, now you don't have, the football god in there. Yeah. I come at it from a completely different viewpoint as a Green Bay Packers fan. I have been my entire life. Mm-hmm. That the Packers are getting a draft pick in return for Aaron Rodgers. And it would have been a higher draft pick if he played 65% of the snaps this year. Mm. So if he's out for the season, we get a worse draft pick.
Right.
So I'm like, dang, I didn't necessarily want him to do well, but I at least wanted him to play.
Right.
So it helped my team.
I get it. Okay. Yeah. So it's a totally different angle.
So when I hear, oh, he's down for the year, I'm like, oh no. I kind of, there's a side of me that wanted him to go 0-17 this year.
Right. Right.
But I don't want to see anybody get hurt. I mean, that's horrible.
I did feel bad for the guy because
it's horrible.
It was just, not only is it bad that you got hurt, but it was just embarrassing for the poor guy. So, yeah. So, hey, there we go. Jer on sports.